Well, I wasn't aware of it until about an hour and a half ago when one of the directors rang me and told me the statement was coming out. So it's quite a shock, but clearly I've known for a little while that the finances at the football club were not in the strongest position, hence the reason that we've been in an embargo since December.
How has that affected you on a day-to-day basis and also the players?
Well, you know, it's not easy when you can't sort of develop the team as you'd want to develop it. But to be fair, the players and myself have just got on with the job as best we can. It's no secret that we've never been able to fill a bench for a long while now, and I have the players playing out of position just to fill holes at the moment. But overall, you know, it's about saving Bury Football Club. That's the real problem we've got at the moment, and clearly this statement identifies that we're in serious trouble. So we need everybody to pull together.
They're talking about getting people to invest £100,000. They're hoping to get 10 people who'll come forward and do that. It's tough times at the moment, Kevin. Do you think people will want to invest in football?
Well, I wouldn't know, but I mean, I would say that I actually spoke to someone at Scarborough yesterday, and Scarborough went out of the league, and many people in Scarborough feel as though the town has lost its identity with the loss of the football club. I hope that's not going to be the case for Bury, because football has a big role to play in the local community, not just obviously the games that it brings in and the fact that your name's up in television every week, but obviously community schemes and all the things that football puts back into the community, and it'll be a sad loss.
Ultimately, how would you sell this to would-be investors? I know this isn't your job, but if you were being gassed, OK, well, I've got £100,000, why should I invest in Bury? What would you say are the advantages to that?
Once again, you're talking about a financial situation, and I'm a football manager, so I wouldn't. What I would say is that the community as a football club to put something back into the community. Without having that football club and the vehicle to do that, it becomes very difficult to sell your story. And I think that people putting the money in would see, for me, football giving something back. How do they get anything out of it? I'm not really sure, to be honest.
Is it just about the results game, though, Kevin? Is that sadly what is today's appeal for would-be football fans? They want to go along and they want to see a result?
I think that's always true about sport, but I think the statement clearly states that the very nature of the club and its survival is now paramount. I've been here 6 months this week, it's been a tough time. We've been in embargo since December 3rd. Clearly, we've got to sort the finances out for the club to have a long-term viable future, and that's what the directors are asking for, a long-term viable future. And, the club's been going for 115 years, so, I don't think anybody's got to sort of necessarily worry about it not being here tomorrow or whatever. Hmm. But clearly, what we've got to say is that, football has a long standing in Bury, and for it to remain, everybody has to dig deep.